And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. I am so delighted for you to join us today. We've spent the last half hour talking about Fotis Doulos and the shock, the true shock that I know many of us in the community felt. I will tell you that I was doing my court hearings, and some lawyers were late to other hearings at our court yesterday because they had been in Stamford, and the pandemonium that was ensuing there at the courthouse where Fotis Doulos was expected to go, but as we all know, ended up at a hospital instead. Among the other things that are crowding my brain in terms of what's happening right now, this has been a long battle, and it seems like every single legislative session, whoever is governor, has decided that tolls are the answer. They are the answer to our transportation woes, this particular governor being no different. And despite a lot of fits and starts along the way, coming up and finally convincing the Democratic leaders in the Senate and House that they've got the votes to go forward with a tolls bill that is not the original tolls bill that Governor Lamont thought that he was going to get or wanted, but it is a version of it. And people have been coming out who've been reading the thing who say that it's not exactly what it's being advertised to be. And so I think we need to learn what it is. And joining us this morning, Representative Gail Laviel, who has been vocal in her opposition to tolls. She's a Republican. She represents a district that encompasses parts of Wilton, Westport, as well as part of Norwalk. Gail Laviel, hi. Welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show, sweetheart. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Always good to be here.
So, Gail, what is exactly being proposed?
Okay, well, of course, we didn't know until, when was it, Monday night, I think it was Monday, because there had been no bill until then. So the bill does propose to toll 18-wheeler trucks on as they cross 12 bridges. The bridges are all over the state. I don't have the list in front of me.
Oh, I read the list yesterday, and here's the ones I care about.
Okay.
I care about the fact that one, that there are two between Westport and Greenwich, one just south of Westport and another one in Stamford, and that the minimum toll, Gail, the minimum is supposed to be $6 each way, but it can go up to a maximum of $13 each way, which means if you're a truck, it could cost you $26 to go from Westport to Greenwich.
Mm-hmm. That it does. And, of course, the real significance is that there are tolls someplace. There could be those two. There could be one up in the northeast corner. But the bill does herald a change in the current inability under law for tolls to be levied anywhere. So the bill does that. One of the things that I think people should know, you know, people can be for tolls or against tolls, but they need to know what it is they're getting, right? And that's why I always think it's so important to read the bill and remember you're voting on a bill, not a concept. And so this bill, for example, creates a special council with unelected people on it. They're all appointees.
And are they appointed by the governor? Who are they appointed?
There's the governor, there's legislators. It's the usual combination where there's more majority appointments than minority appointments. The governor gets a lot, and there's a couple of commissioners, you know, that kind of thing. But they are not elected by anybody. And these people have the authority under this bill to set toll prices. So they can increase them, decrease them. They'll never decrease them, but, you know, they can increase them. Now, this seems to me an aberration because if Connecticut is going to change the fee you pay to register your car or to park in a state park or to renew your driver's license or any number of things like that, the legislature has to approve those things. But here we have tolls, and the legislature has no right or obligation of approval.
So, is this the beginning of the same kind of Robert Moses Port Authority bureaucratic stuff that other states have been weighed under for years, this unaccountability of this separate admin? Is that what the beginning?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So no legislator ever has to say, I voted to increase tolls.
So that's why this particular vote, Gail Laviel, is so critical for the people of Connecticut to understand, because it is the camel's nose. Well, it's the camel's nose under the door. It literally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are others.
Okay.
There is a section in the bill that, and it's very kind of tortuously written, but what it says is that, you know, bonds are going to be issued this year or next year to raise money to pay for transportation projects, and until those bonds are paid off, the legislature has no right, no one has any right to toll anything except these 18-wheeler trucks. And there's a whole lot of ifs, ands, or buts. You know, there can be an emergency situation declared by the governor. If the bondholders for borrowing that money are protected, then it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. But basically, if you were just to interpret everything literally, they're sort of trying to say that you can't toll anything but these big trucks until 2030. But there's a bunch of exceptions to that. And then whatever happens after 2030, all bets are off.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That's what it says. That's what the Section 8, Section 9 of the bill say.
So we can expect, okay, no matter what, car tolls in 2030 if this bill gets signed, no matter what.
Well, I think we certainly would be in a position where it depends, of course, on who's in the majority, right, Lisa?
It does depend that, but if history is any sign, no offense, Gail, it's going to be Democrats. That's what Connecticut is.
That any legislature that wants to toll anything it wants in 2030 will be able to.
That's extraordinary.
Okay? That's exactly what it means.
Wow.
Now, there's a couple of more things it's important for people to know. Remember the governor's debt diet? We can't borrow too much money.
Yes.
We've got to cut down on that. We've got to be, you know, Malloy was allowing bonding over $2 billion a year. Well, Lamont had it down to, like, I don't want any more bonding than $1.2 billion this year. That's what we're going to have. And, of course, we never voted on a bond bill in the last session because he was holding it back in order to get tolls. Well, suddenly he's saying that there is going to be a bond bill now, and it's going to be $1.7 billion. But he's not even going to show it to us until his toll bill passes.
How can people, are they allowed? I mean, how can you ask people to vote on something backwards like that?
Well, he's done it. And the reason that it's not getting pushback from the Democrats is because, guess what? A whole bunch of people got a whole bunch more bonding for their districts.
Oh, I see. So the bonding represents money allocated to pet projects.
These are favors.
Got it.
These are favors. You give me your tolls vote if I give your district money.
Oh.
So that's okay. What we're not allowed to see it.
So it's old-fashioned horse trading in the Capitol. Got it.
In writ large. Mm. We have not yet been formally convened into special session. The regular session starts next Wednesday. We are legally allowed to be in special session at any time up until midnight on Tuesday, February 4th. We have not yet been convened into a session, so I have no idea when they're proposing to have a vote. There is a public hearing on Friday. But there is one big question, apart from all the others you can imagine, and all the traditional toll arguments and everything you want, you know, for, against, whatever. But there's something else that really, really bothers me with this.
Go ahead.
And here it is. So the proposal is tax only big trucks. And we've got to build 12 sets of gantries, and we've got to have a whole system put into place to administer the payment and the non-payment and all that, and to deal with increases, et cetera. So there's some expense attached to this and a lot of trouble and, you know, whatever. Well, what I want to know is these big 18-wheeler trucks already pay whatever you want to call it, a tax, a fee, tied to the mileage when they cross Connecticut. So there is a system that exists where they fill out what their mileage was and they pay. So if all you're really trying to do through this bill is get money from the trucks, then why don't you just raise the tax or the fee, whatever it is, that they already pay? Why do you have to build gantries? Why do you have to have a new administration system? Why do you have to have a transportation council? If that's what you really want, and I'm not suggesting that we should tax them more because some snide person on the other side of the aisle suggested that I should draft a bill saying this, but I do want to know why they want to cause their constituents to spend more to get money out of these trucks with tolls than they would if they just raised the tax that they already pay. Why aren't they doing that?
And I think that you know the answer, don't you, Gail?
They want the gantries.
Of course.
They absolutely are dying to get the gantries.
That's what they
want. But that's something people need to know.
Mm.
That if you're somebody who wants tolls on cars, whatever happens, and there are certainly a lot of people who feel that way, fine. But if you're not, and if you think that this is a bill really just to toll trucks, look again, because that's not what the bill does.
Gail Avielle, I thank you very much for being on the show today. Now, we understand that on Friday in Hartford, there is a public information hearing. And
it's a public hearing. I understand it's a real public hearing.
It is going to be a public hearing?
That's
okay.
But I understand. You know, my God, anything could change between now and 5 minutes from now.
Okay.
But I think so.
It does change, you know, depending upon what I read from the print press.
It does change.
It does change.
And the notice requirements for a formal public hearing are not the same when we're out of session as when we're in session.
Oh, okay. So that's why they can do it so quickly?
Yeah, they keep changing their minds.
Oh, I see. So are you going to be in Hartford on Friday?
I am on the Transportation Committee. I will be there. I will be on the panel.
Oh, you're on the panel. How big is the Transportation Committee?
Goodness. It's like something like 25 people.
And who is the chair?
Well, there's two of them, as always. There is a Senate chair and a House chair.
Okay.
And the Senate chair is Carlo Leone, the state senator from one of the states.
Stanford.
Stanford.
Which is shocking to me,
and,
strong support for tolls from Stanford.
Always. And the House chair is Roland Lamar from New Haven.
Okay.
And the ranking members are Laura Devlin from Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Martin from, I can't remember the town, but it's sort of in central Connecticut.
Okay.
So but the chairs are Lamar and Leone. And
if people want to voice their position with respect to this bill, what's the most effective way to do that, Gail?
Well, there's two things that you can do. I know people are so sick of spending their time going on about tolls. They've just been bombarded by this for years and years and years. The easiest thing for people to do is to send testimony in by email, and that would be to T, like Tom, R-A, testimony, try testimony, at cga.ct.gov, and explain that you were testifying on LCO373, which is the current reference for that bill, and then say whatever you want and get it in before 1 o'clock on Friday. The other way is, of course, if you want to go to Hartford, the public hearing starts at 1. There are some arrangements to sign up for a lottery in the morning. And I don't have in front of me what time they're holding the lottery. It's sometime in the morning. If you want to speak, it begins at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the hearing. And certainly anyone who wants to watch all this can see it on CTN, which would be Channel 59 in Fairfield County, most of it. On Friday, you can see it live, or you can watch it on demand afterwards at ct-n.com.
All right. Representative Gail Avielle, I thank you for coming on. I thank you for your really important attention to this. I think we may have a caller for you.
Okay.
Who wants to ask you a question. Let me take this. I think I'm seeing, it takes a while. It comes up on my board and then, no? That dropped. Okay. All right. Well, Gail Laviel, I want to thank you for being on. And really what you do so well is you read the lines, you read the bills, and then you do a really good job explaining it to us. And we really appreciate it. So
Lisa?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell Lisa that's the caller just showed up?
Hold on. Lisa, no. Gloria, you're on the air. Something just happened.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Could you ask Gail to slowly repeat the information of where we should email? Because I try to keep up and I couldn't. So if she could repeat that information.
I've got it for you, Gloria, because I wrote it down as well. It's T-R-A. T is in Thomas. R is in...
Right, I got
railroad.
It.
T-R-A. T-R-A testimony.
Testimony. Moni.
And
yes.
Then I think it's probably at ct.gov, but you know, I'm not sure. I think it's the kind of thing if you do a Google search, I'll find out and I will send that to you. But
great.
But the bill name is LCO373.
L is in Larry, C is in Cat, O is in Olive, 373.
Right. That's the bill.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Gloria. We'll be right back.